This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. There's a lot of uncertainty in healthcare right now as the U.S. Supreme Court prepares to issue its ruling on the Affordable Care Act. But the uncertainty actually goes back to the passage of the law 2 years ago. Since then, hospitals in particular have been figuring out how to proceed. And it turns out many have responded by getting bigger. Here to tell us about that is CPR's health reporter Eric Whitney. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Ryan.
And another Monday in June has gone by with no decision from the U.S. Supreme Court on the Affordable Care Act.
Yes, and the suspense is killing me.
And many others.
Yeah, you know, I know there are a lot of people out there who just want to know one way or the other because the law has been in limbo for so long since Florida and these 25 other states, including Colorado, brought suit against it. Either way, it's a huge decision for everyday Americans, but for people in the industry, trying to plan for the future has been really hard.
Well, nationwide and here in Colorado, hospitals, you say, are preparing for the uncertainty by trying to get bigger. And I know there have been some developments in the University of Colorado Hospital's quest to take over the second largest hospital in the state, Memorial in Colorado Springs. But I want to know, does that matter beyond the Springs?
Yes, it matters because we're seeing the emergence of a new statewide hospital power. You know, Colorado has lots of small independent hospitals, but the market's really dominated by two big players. Health One, which has the most hospitals in the Denver metro area, and Centura, which is part of the Catholic system that has the most hospitals statewide.
And it's why University wants to run Memorial, because bigger is, I guess, more competitive in this landscape?
It looks that way. You know, if you think about where University was just a year ago, a standalone hospital in Aurora, you know, granted, it's the state's only academic medical center. They offer lots of services, but still just one hospital. Then in January, they announced a partnership with Poudre Valley Health System in northern Colorado. It has hospitals in Fort Collins and Loveland, has lots of clinics in the area. Now, they agreed to operate together as a system, which gives University access to a pretty big market outside the Denver metro area. And it gives Poudre Valley a strong partner because they're competing really hard against this other system called Banner. So by linking up with the University and being able to say your hospitals, you know, are tied or backed up by this big academic medical center, that could give Poudre Valley a competitive advantage.
Then comes University's bid for Memorial in Colorado Springs.
Right. Back in April, University bid for and won the bid to lease Memorial Hospital from its owner, the city of Colorado Springs. Memorial actually has two hospitals. It totals more than 700 beds. It's got the state's busiest emergency room. So University has the chance to grab this big chunk of market share in the southern Colorado area. And it's gone in just a couple of years from being the standalone hospital in Aurora to this big regional health system serving parts of the state's most populous corridor.
Why is bigger seen as better for hospitals if the Supreme Court upholds the law or if it doesn't?
Well, if the law is upheld, it has a blueprint for a new kind of health system of the future with a lot more emphasis on prevention and on actually keeping people out of hospitals. So we're seeing in Colorado and nationwide, big hospitals are buying out not just other hospitals, but clinics, physician practices. Health systems of the future under the new healthcare law are going to be rewarded for taking care of entire populations of people, less so than for individual patients. So hospitals kind of want to have their umbrellas over a lot of people to do well under the law.
And that makes sense why they would be buying up clinics, which are places they would see folks who aren't necessarily really sick yet.
Right, right. And if the emphasis is on keeping those people out of hospitals, you know, hospitals want to make sure they're getting a piece of the healthcare action in the future.
And what happens if the court throws out the law?
If the court throws out the law, it's, you know, really hard to say what will happen politically. But insurance companies, big business, and the federal government, who together pay for most of the healthcare in the U.S., they're all pushing hospitals and health providers in the same direction that's called for in the healthcare law, you know, to lower prices and increase quality, better coordination of care, more efficiency. So whichever way the Supreme Court decides, hospitals know they have to make these changes.
And hospitals generally want the law upheld, as I understand it, because many more Americans would have health coverage, which means they'd have to take care of fewer people who can't pay their hospital bills.
That's generally true.
University's bid to run Memorial in Colorado Springs isn't quite a done deal yet, and we're going to get to why in a minute, but you say that its competitors in the Springs are already responding to the possibility.
Yes. Earlier this month, the state's two biggest hospital companies that we mentioned before, Centura and Health One, they signed a letter of intent to cooperate on children's health care in southern Colorado. So this is another example of systems partnering up or getting bigger to stay competitive. Centura operates hospitals that compete with Memorial in Colorado Springs. They're seeing University move in, and they're looking for help from Health One, which really doesn't have a presence in southern Colorado. So they're teaming up with Centura.
Okay, what has to happen for the University deal in the Springs to be sealed?
So what happened is university and the city have been negotiating this new lease behind closed doors for a few months now. That lease has just now come out. Colorado Springs City Council has looked it over. They appear to favor the lease. They like it. People expect them to vote in favor of leasing Memorial Hospital to university when they vote on it at the end of this month.
But they're not the only ones who have to vote.
That's right. Assuming City Council approves this deal, they send it to Colorado Springs voters, and they'll be voting at the end of August.
Any opposition to this idea?
There has been some criticism. People have vented at various public hearings and meetings. None appears to be really organized at this point. That being said, I did hear this.
Why does the council claim to be pro-business when it rejects a capitalist solution in favor of continued healthcare socialism?
That sounds like Doug Bruce to me.
That is Doug Bruce, the longtime campaigner against taxes and former state legislator who lives in Colorado Springs.
He's out of jail now and back to being a kind of watchdog over the Colorado Springs City Council.
Right. This apparently was the first city council meeting he's been to since getting out of jail on tax evasion charges.
And so he says leasing the hospital to university is socialism.
Yes. You know, it sounds like he would have preferred the city to lease Memorial to Health One, which was the only for-profit company that bid for Memorial. And he thinks university potentially running the hospital would amount to socialism. Hard to say if that's going to resonate with voters in Colorado Springs or if Bruce or anybody else will try to organize much of a vote no campaign. But like I said, I'm not seeing much evidence of organized opposition to university leasing Memorial at this point.
Okay.
However, there is this one guy I've seen at most of the hearings on Memorial that I've been to. His name's Walter Lawson, and he's cautioning City Council about getting too giddy about this $2 billion deal. You know, university is going to pay the city $2 billion over 30 years to lease Memorial Hospital.
How do you propose to reduce medical costs? Adding $2 billion to patient costs because patient revenues are the only way to get the money back.
So what Lawson's saying there is if university has to pay $2 billion for the right to run Memorial in Colorado Springs, it's going to have to charge patients more to cover the expense?
That's what he says. And, you know, at a press conference after this public hearing where he raised that question, I asked University Hospital CEO Bruce Schroffel directly, is university taking over Memorial going to result in higher bills for patients? He didn't answer that really directly, but he said being part of a bigger system, all the hospitals can benefit from economies of scale. You know, and there's going to be savings there. He gave the example of University in Poudre Valley buying their new electronic medical records together instead of separately.
We will be saving about $15 to $20 million, respectively, at each hospital. That's why we're coming together. There's significant savings. So we hope to reduce, and we think we're going to need to reduce the cost, not raise the cost of healthcare.
With the idea being that university is going to be competing against the new alliance you mentioned, Eric, between Centura and Health One in Colorado Springs.
Right. So he's going to have to be price competitive to a certain extent. You know, healthcare doesn't necessarily respond to rules of supply and demand in competition like other markets do. You know, competition can actually drive health spending up as, you know, one hospital gets a fancy surgical robot and then the competing hospital across town feels like they have to get the big fancy surgical robot, too.
Kind of an arms race.
Right. Exactly. It was described in the leasing process for Memorial. People said it's going to start this medical arms race in Colorado Springs. And, you know, one hospital has to have the fancy thing and the other one has to have it too. There may or may not be enough demand, but both hospitals have to utilize this new technology or these new specialists. And so a lot more people get healthcare than might need to. And people say it's not necessarily the best. On the other hand, having more competition in the market, you know, could really benefit people in Southern Colorado having more access to children's health services without having to come all the way to Denver. And, you know, going forward, it just remains to be seen whether this competition is going to be net healthy for Colorado Springs and Southern Colorado or will actually drive prices up.
Eric, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Ryan.
Eric Whitney is CPR's health reporter.